see if it gets my voice and see if, can you say your name for me again?
Fine, Schultz.
Today is January the 20th. We're at Asbury Church in the basement, and I'm here with Mr. Schultz. I've asked Mr. Schultz if he would tell us a little bit about his early memories of Brownsburg. Can you tell me your whole name, please, Mr. Schultz?
My name is Frank David Schultz.
And were you born in the Brownsburg area?
I was born in the Brownsburg area in 1928.
What day?
Friday.
Which month?
May the 13th, 1928.
And was your family right here in the village of Brownsburg?
Not at all time. We used to live on off of Hayes Creek Road.
Mm-hmm.
For years. But I was born in downtown Brownsburg.
Oh, you were? Were you born at home?
I was born at home.
Which house was it?
The house where the deli house was. Mr. Deli owned the house of Weiser's, owned the house during the time. And Mr., I don't know who owned it now.
But the house is still there?
Still there, still beside the crannies.
Oh, beside the crannies.
Yeah, right, beside the crannies, the one, the brick one.
The one that got all fixed up,
right,
the log and...
Right, right, at this time. It wasn't like that then.
Uh-huh.
But now it looks beautiful.
Was there a midwife when you were
born?
Yeah,
doing a midwife, yeah.
Who was it? Do you know?
Mrs. Mariah Fisher.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she lived over on Stewart Road.
Stewart Road.
Right?
On Stewart Road, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes, indeed.
What did your family do, Mr. Schultz? Did your father work?
My father, he was a farmer. He worked for different farmers.
Mm-hmm.
My mother worked for Mr. Tom Bosworth for years. In Brownsburg.
Did she help keep house for?
She kept house for Mr. Tom Bosworth. Mr. Tommy Jr., I guess, that's passed a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
She worked for them for years.
And how many, did you have brothers and sisters?
I had two sisters and one brother. My older sister and my oldest brother had passed. My sister, Margaret Lawrence, she still lives in Stanton.
And what was the birth order? Who was the oldest?
My sister, Dorothy Randolph.
Dorothy Randolph.
Dorothy Randolph.
Is that Dorothy Bell?
Dorothy Bell. She married a Randolph.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And who was next after Dorothy Bell?
Robert Jr.
Robert
Jr. Was next to my oldest brother.
And then you?
Then my sister Margaret.
Oh, so you're the little one.
I'm the youngest of the old.
So then Margaret.
Then Margaret and me.
And then you.
Mm-hmm. We all were born in May.
Oh, everyone was born in the month of May. And what were your parents' names?
My father's name was Robert Sr. Schultz. And my brother's name was Robert Jr.
And how about your mother's name?
Her name was Roberta Schultz. Brown Schultz.
So she was a Brown before?
Before she married a Schultz.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did she grow up in Brownsburg?
She grew up in Brownsburg.
And how about your father?
My father was born and lived in Brownsburg. They lived on the Church Road.
Oh, they did?
At mm-hmm. one time, right beside the, oh, I don't know who lived in there. The Browns lived there. Captain Brown, I think, Obie Brown's mother and them lived there.
Okay.
My grandmother lived there. Used to own that property right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you related to Betty then?
Yeah. We're cousins.
Mm-hmm. 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 So your family's been here in Brownsburg a long time then?
Quite a while. Well, most of the lives. Some have moved to different parts of the country, but most of the children were raised and born here.
Mm-hmm. What's the first thing you remember about growing up in Brownsburg?
Well, the first thing I remember growing up was a nice neighborhood. And everybody got along with everybody, both color and white.
Uh-huh.
Got along good together. Yeah.
Who were your neighbors?
The Cranies were the neighbors the only time I lived in Brownsburg, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when I lived around the hill off of Hayes Road, the Potters, Henry Potter, the Potters were there, and Mr. Nash, which he had passed too, there. And Ruth Stewart, Harriet, which she had passed too, was our neighbor.
Mr. Nash? Was he black or white?
White.
And what was the other one you said?
Ruth Harris.
And that's related to Janice Ayers' family? A white man?
Who?
Mr. Ayers.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
You said it. No, Ruth Harris.
Harris. Okay.
Ruth is a real name.
Uh-huh.
Harris. But she had passed, but she was our neighbor.
And where was it out on, did you live? Did you live on Dry Hollow Road up there, or was it Hayes Creek Road?
No, I don't know what the name of the road then, because it wasn't really marked then, but you know where Mr. Swish used to have his chicken house,
right,
or whatever,
mm-hmm,
you turn that and go
mm-hmm
up that,
mm-hmm,
that road. Now, I don't know what the name of the road. Now,
when did you move out there?
I can't exactly remember. It's been a long time, quite a while.
But you were little.
Yeah, very small, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so most of your time in Brownsburg was out there on, Dry Hollow Road,
right,
instead of right in town.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to school in Brownsburg?
I went to school in Brownsburg. One room school out. Carrie Peters was our teacher.
Teacher.
During that time, yeah.
I've heard people say she was a really good teacher.
Real good. Really strict and concerned about the children,
mm-hmm,
about the teachers, but she was real good.
Didn't she live out there on that road too?
She lived right there where the Swishers, I guess, own now. Of course, they remodeled that house too, but
mm-hmm
she lived in that house, I think, with the Swisher woman name.
Was she married?
Never was.
Uh-huh.
No.
How many years did you go to school?
I went to the 8th grade.
And then did you go to Fairfield?
No, I didn't go to Fairfield. I went to here in Brownsburg, and I went to Lester School,
uh-huh,
the Living Downing High School.
Did you had the bus to
Bus took us from Brownsburg, stopped in Fairfield, Rayfield,
mm-hmm,
and on to Lexington.
And picked up people along the way?
Oh, yeah, all the way.
How big was the school in Brownsburg? About how many? You have any idea?
I would say it as much as 10 or 15,
uh-huh,
more or less.
And was there any other people in your class?
Oh, yeah.
Who else was in your class?
Well, it was Glasgow Pleasant. I can't remember more now. I don't remember Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank Estes Stewart. I can't remember too many more.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all just in this one classroom. Yeah.
And would she teach different groups at a time? Or how
did
it
work? Yeah, well, like if I was in the first grade, she'd bring us up front, and the one in the front would take them in the back. And she'd teach them, and when they would get through with their first grade, she'd bring the second grade,
mm-hmm,
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She only taught the third or fourth, fifth grade. And then you went on to Fairfield. And then eventually we went on to Lexington.
And was the school here still open when you finished here, or had it closed?
It had closed because the Patterson had bought that property. And Mr. Finn Patterson had bought the property way before I left.
And so the school closed?
It closed. After the enrollment got so small, and they started moving, children to the bigger school.
Oh, I see. So Fairfield was a bigger...
Well, it wasn't as big, much bigger, but by having a few here and there, they put them all together so they make a larger
mm-hmm
group of children to go to school.
And did Miss Peters teach at Fairfield? Did she go over there and teach after this one closed?
Really can't remember.
Uh-huh.
I think she passed on. I'm not really sure, but I don't think she went there.
How old was she when she was your teacher? Was she an old lady then, or was she pretty young then?
But I'd say that she was in her 30s, 40s, and then did the singing then, right off hand.
Did you have books?
Yes, we had books. We had books that came from the academy over here. They gave us, we had them books.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. But.
Did she give you homework?
Oh, yeah, we had homework.
Yeah.
Had homework, yeah.
How did you get to school in Brownsburg? Did you walk?
Walk. That was the only way to go, to walk. Yeah.
And then who drove the bus when you went on to Lilburn Downey?
Well, we had three or four different drivers over a period of time. Mr. John Layton Weissman, he drove, I don't remember the year, but he drove some. And Mr. Fullwater, Clayton Fullwater from Ray Fiend, he drove. And Betty's father, Willie Howard Pleasant, drove the last years of, that I went to school there.
Any other memories you have about the school in Brownsburg?
Yeah, I just remember that we just played ball down in the little field, and we knocked over Mr. Patterson's field, and he had to almost answer to go over and get him.
Were you playing baseball, that kind
playing,
of ball?
Yeah, playing baseball. But, you know, that's all the space we had to just spot there. We done what we had to do there. But all in all, we made it.
Was there, you took your own lunch, right?
We took our own lunch, no cafeteria, no nothing.
Was it cold? Was there a stove?
We had a stove and had a whole room there to where we put the wood in. And Dan Franklin, because I think Dan was a little higher and I was in grade because I was a little older. And we'd go ahead and slit wood and put in the stove. But nice and warm because we had plenty of wood there.
Yeah. So all the boys helped take care of the wood.
The wood,
the
wood, and bring it in. And the girl would take care of the erasers on the wall and the blackboard and clean them. But it's been quite a while ago.
What? And then after you finished school, did you stay around in this area or did you leave the area?
I stayed around near the area. When I say near the area, I went to Lexington to work at Washington Lee.
Oh, you did?
And Robert Lee, Mayflower Hotel. Then at a certain age, I went on to Florida, which my mama didn't want to do me, but I left.
Oh, you left?
I left. Well, she was worried about me, but I left and I kept in contact with her. And then as the years passed, I went to Stanton, where that's where I married Virginia, my wife till today. I've been living in Stanton ever since.
What kind of farming did your father do, and who did he work for?
Well, he worked for Mr. Trenton Beard, Mr. Porterbeard. He used to run the harvest grains, and he would fall behind the combine and help them then. He worked for different people around in the area. I don't think he ever worked for your grandfather, but I think that he worked for different people in the area. They were asking where my father worked for. Mr. Peter Porterbeard, and he used to work at the mill somewhere down there, Mr. Wade's mill down on the Hayes Creek. Some down there with the one-armed man, I'll go, you wouldn't want him.
A one-armed man? Who was that?
Had Mr. His name was Wade. He was Wade. He was, Harold Wade, I think his name was Harold. Mr. Harold Wade. I think he was the brother to the one that used to have the only one out on Ray Fiend Road. I think they were brothers, but I know both of them were Wade. And my dad used to go down and sack tea and stuff for him. I mean, flour and stuff for them. He worked around the area. Maybe Mr. Fred Whipple. And around, you know, job here and there.
Did you attend Asbury Church when you were growing up? Did you come to church here?
Yes, I've been all my life, yeah. Most of it. But
do you remember any of the ministers you had when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah.
Who were some of them?
Excuse me. Reverend Cannon, Reverend Flood, Reverend Monroe, Reverend John Fusion. That's what I remember now. And my pastor, dear Dr. Holst.
And was the congregation a big congregation then?
I see it was a nice crowd. Yeah, it was a nice crowd. I won't say much, many more, but I just feel it more interesting than the church in there today. I just don't really know. But they used to have nice crowds come in from different parts of the country, like Washington, busloads would come on special occasion. But we don't have it anymore. So I guess people seem back away from the church further than closer to the church. But we'll hold on. Yeah.
Did you help with the lawn parties and things like that when you were growing up?
Well, I was very small during the time, but most of the time I would like to play baseball, which we'd go up and go. We'd go over to the lawn party.
Right. And you said you liked to play baseball.
Well, we used to play baseball in the, during the time when your grandfather's field over in Sturz Field. And we had a big time there. But during the time that I was very young, I'd have Mr. Dude Halliburton, which used to work for your grandfather too, and to string the lights along the walls there and have to put the benches out, the pews out, and do what I could, you know, as a youngster would.
Where were the lawn parties? Were they out here?
They had the table sitting along the walls and on both sides against the church and against the parsonage. But we had big crowds. So we see 200 or 300 people. There were a lot of people doing that time.
Did your ministers live in that house then?
They all lived there. Every one lived there, but the last, I'd say, four ministers we had, the rest of them lived there. Some I don't remember. I remember Reverend William, which that was, I guess, in the 60s, or maybe the 50s, late 50s. That's been quite a while ago, before you were born.
I was born in the 50s.
How old were you both?
Me? 56.
Oh, okay.
I was born in 52.
You believe me?
I remember Dude, though. I just have such nice memories of Maggie and Dude Halliburton.
Oh, yeah. You remember them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I was up at Virginia Bell Franklin's talking to her, and she had a really good picture of Dude. I'd kind of forgotten what he looked like.
But I remember. I can remember him sitting in the corner of her, but I can't remember exactly what he looked like. I mean, what he looked like now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I didn't know you remember him. I can't remember you.
I don't remember you either.
I mean, not really. You know, I remember Mac Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good man, you know. Yeah. But and your wife and your, what's her name? Your aunt.
Oh, Mary Lipscomb?
Mary. Mm-hmm. She's down to Harrisonburg.
She's in Harrisonburg, right.
Yeah, last time I seen her, she was right over there calling, talking, said she was going down to talk.
She's happy down there.
Oh, yeah,
she has
good.
A lot of good friends, and she stays busy. And
Good. She's dancing with Mrs. Whoopin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mrs. Whoopin, yeah. I remember Mrs. Miles, Sue Whoopin. Used to come down to Mrs. Boswell. You know, Mrs. Grace Boswell had to keep a lot of teachers there during that time. And she would come down there, and my mother would have to cook all their food for
them. Oh, because teachers boarded at their house?
Boarded at Mrs. Tom Boswell's house.
Was Mrs. Whipple one of the ones that boarded there?
Yeah, during the time before she married Fred. Before Mr. Whipple. Yeah.
And the Bosworths lived in the brick house, next to the store, right? Next to that little white store.
There used to be a store there, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember the store. Who run this store? Oh, Mr. Jim Baldwin run.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that. We used to take his swing and put it way up in the trees somewhere at the Halloween.
Someone said there was a porch on that house then.
It was.
So the swing was on the porch and you would take
it
off?
Yeah, the swing, the porch was all the way across there from the most part then, yeah. And he'd have it there. He had an old dog named Ring.
What was his name?
Ring, R-I-N-G. He'd bark, I can hear him now. We put the web in the tree with the Tom and Ray said.
Who of you all did that?
Well, me and Hicks Brown, Glasgow Brown, Emmanuel Cotton, I'm trying to do Ed Franklin, Dan. You remember Dan?
I remember Dan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we was all raised up together.
So those were sort of, they were your contemporaries, they're the ones that were about your age that you...
Well, some of the oldest, but by being a small community, you know, we were most old. Mm-hmm. And walked on Sunday, we'd go up there, holler, pick chicken pins, they called Sturt Lane, I can't remember now what the name of the place is called, but that's, you'd go all up that field, go on Sturt Lane and go up that field, but that's been a long time. That's where Mr. Sam McLaughlin, I worked for Mr. Sam McLaughlin for him. I don't know, quite a while.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
When he had the camp over
camp
there?
Camp out here. Well, most of all my family worked for him.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, my father, my mother.
Doing things around the camp?
Winston. Well, cook and, you know, help to serve. And, yeah. So my whole family worked for him.
What did you do?
Yeah, I used to help him, my dad with the horses. They had horses during the time. And garden, they made a garden, go and pick the vegetables. Blackberries out in the field, Ms. Malone have a picking box. Yeah, well, they were good days, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Good days.
I'm going to go see Sandy McLaughlin tomorrow to talk about the camps.
Yeah, you tell Sandy, he know me, tell him. I want to talk to him. He said he had a picture of something for me, but I never can catch up with him.
Ah, I'll tell him.
Tell him
yeah,
to Frank.
Yeah, I will.
Because he was here one Sunday or something they had, but he got away before I ever seen him. Yeah, I'm going to send him just like that.
Is he their only son, or do they have other...
No, they have two children, girl and boy, Nan and Sam, named after the mother and father. Little Nan, I haven't seen this Nan, little Nan for a year. I didn't know Sandy too. Betty would tell me that. That's Sandy. He had really.
Sort of looks like his father.
He did look very, because Mr. Sam was tall and stout looking man. Yeah. I remember. I worked out there to. What's his name? I came with him.
Max Weldon.
Max Weldon. A while for Miss Rose. She still have that camp.
She does. Mm-hmm. Her son Lee, I think, runs it most of the time.
I guess because she'd be getting a little old now.
Did you work with the horses out there too?
No, I didn't work with all of them. Sam, Mr. Old Man Sam, he was still living. I can't really understand. I can't remember just how that went. But Sam and Mr. Lee were there. Mr. Sam and Mr. Lee both were there. But I worked for Mr. Sam quite a while out there. And then I think he sold it to Mr. Lee then, or something like that. But I stayed around a while, I guess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I didn't like too much about farming. It was too hard for me.
That's hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, well then, it's not like it used to be. I mean, it used to be pretty hard.
How about World War II? Were you in the service?
No, I wasn't in the service.
Were you in Brownsburg during that time?
What year was that?
41 to 45.
No. I was in, I was working at Stanton Military. No, I wasn't. I was working at the Woodrow Wilson Hospital.
You've worked everywhere.
I worked at Woodrow Wilson Hospital.
You've been working everywhere.
I've been working on my labor. I still ain't got nothing. Put that out. Yeah. I've been working. I worked at Woodrow Wilson during the war. down in Woodrow Wilson.
Was it a rehabilitation?
It was the Army
hospital.
Army hospital. It was the Army hospital. Yeah, we were here for the sick. Yeah.
For wounded veterans.
Right.
Is that
right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So you were kind of working on the war effort then, if you were at the
hospital. Yeah, that's why I got the deferment from there.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Because they needed people to work
right,
in
there. Right. 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 Well, a lot of people that in Stanton got very angry at that because they didn't have nobody work for them in Stanton because everybody was going to Little Wilton because we were making more money.
Uh-huh.
So I think they closed it on calendar. I'm not sure. But it was a good, very good job. I met a lot of people. A lot of women, men married, you know, from down there and stayed. Soldiers, quite a few of my friends, I could have known they were from Texas and different parts of other parts of the country. They came and made their home in Stanton.
Oh, because they were veterans in the hospital?
Yeah, and they got out, and I went, they met their friends, a girlfriend, uh-huh. and then they married them and they stayed and made a home in Stanton.
Where did you meet your wife?
In Stanton. Well, I'd been knowing the parents of the family for quite a while. Yeah, but I remember now, I've been 18 years now. I've been married twice. Like I said, I have a daughter, probably older than you. But she passed. She passed a couple of years ago, a year ago.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been married twice in my day.
How about, were you conscious of the fact that you were probably too young, that the country was in a depression when you were growing up, that people didn't have, I think it must have been different around here. I think because of farming, most people were able to get some kind of work and most people had food because it was sort of a farming community. Did you all always have plenty of food? Were you?
It was a little rough, you know, some stuff because I can remember a time that the ration gas, you know, and sugar, I think, were two.
Mm-hmm. Ready. During the war.
Well, that was earlier, I guess, than that, you know, but I can remember. But we had food.
Did your family have a garden?
We always had a garden and hogs and chickens and those things that, you know, provide.
Mm-hmm. Did you butcher every fall? Butcher hogs?
Butcher hogs, mostly with hogs and chicken. We always had a yard full of chicken. During that time, people didn't pin them up like they do now, which I think is more healthy than they are now. But we always had plenty of chickens, and every Sunday that the preachers would come by, and we'd have chicken, fried chicken, and I'd get the wing, and he'd get the leg. But it was good days and bad days.
What were the bad days?
Well, it wasn't really bad, but as you look at it now, you had to believe what you believe. You had to do what you had to do, you know. And the children of the day, they don't really have to do that. But don't want to do that. But I've always enjoyed life. Because I believe in the Lord.
Has Brownsburg changed for the better, you think, since you grew up here?
Well, I can't say that it for the better. I mean, like I said at the beginning of this conversation, is that I thought this town was, this place was nice place, and I always get along with everybody, the Weissel, and with my old student, all the family, the old family, the people there. I never had any problem. When I grew up here, and most of the people that now is here now, I do not know.
There's so many new people.
New
here.
People going there, and I don't know them. But Betty had introduced me to Betty Pleasant Brown, and introduced me to quite a few people, and they seem like they're very nice people, and that's but I haven't, you know, been around a lot. But I don't see what it changed. You know, they used to have 4 or 5 stores here, which, but I guess, you know, they wouldn't, they're not here no more.
Well, it seems like there used to be so many more kids. I mean, my dad was telling me about all the boys that he knew growing up who lived kind of right in Brownsburg, and there aren't any kids here really very much anymore.
Well, most of them, I guess as they grew up, they left. Quite naturally, they left, but it's 92 minutes. That's just like a church here. We don't have no young people. I mean, you know.
What individuals do you remember from growing up? I guess Ms. Peters probably made a big impression on
you. She really made a
big
impression. Yeah, she really did. And I always talked about her. She was my role model, you know, really, because what she said, she meant it. And that's always stuck with me. If you're going to tell somebody something, meaning what you're saying, you know. And if you're late, she wouldn't be bothered with you. Because she believed in being on time, you know. And I learned that, you know, to be on time. That's a great inspiring on a person that you can pick a role model. Because really, there's not a whole lot of role models today. It's sad to say, but it's true, because our football players and our basketball players and all the, you know, on steroids and whatever, you know, I don't know how they can see. They can tell the younger people what to do, and they're doing the same wrong.
Which stores do you remember that were in Brownsburg when you were growing up?
Just not by in order, but the Weiser store down here, John Layden had one, Mr. John Layden Weiser.
Do you remember when the Undertaker was there?
Mr. Miles Weissel, he buried, I know he buried one Miles there. Miss Agnes Graham, I mean, she was never married. That was my mother's sister, he buried her. But I can't remember anymore. He might have buried some more, but I remember him burying her. But yeah, I remember the story. The Undertaker part of it. I remember Mr. Weissel. Oh, he used to play music, sitting on the front foot.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, oh, him and John Lake both played music. Earl Lilly, what I mean, no, man, he used to all sit on Saturday, play music. And we'd listen to it.
Were they pretty good?
They were real good, real good. Yeah, real good. But that's so hard to say, that's a nice neighbor, I think, what you live in during the time.
How about the other stores? Did you ever go to the other stores?
Mr. Bob Suepinkle. And he was in the, I don't know what that building is. Oh, where Mr. Barnes is now. He used to have a store there. Now, I think later, Mr. Swoop, Carl Swoop, he opened it up. Then there used to be one where Mr. Barnes lived in. It used to be a farm store then. Like a farm bureau, Sammy Patterson, what they run that. And the filling station, we call it the filling station, that's, I don't know who lives there now, but the man, Mr. Roy Upton, run that store quite a while. That's the only stores I know that were there then.
Did you have to go to the doctor very much? Was your family pretty healthy, or did you ever go to the doctor here in Brownsburg?
I have been to the doctor here in Brownsburg. Dr. Joe Williams, when he was here, he came here and he finished medical school out in Richmond. He came here as a doctor, back with doctor, and I went to him.
Do you remember being sick, or did you have all the normal chicken pox and
well, chicken pox and the measles and the mumps and those things like that?
Everybody had them, I guess.
Yeah, I guess during that time, I guess it didn't really have a really cure for it, for all those things, but just put your little bag of something on your nose, something that smelled and call what you
So your mother had some home remedies that
home
she
remedies, always get some, yeah. Yeah, she always had some kind that next morning you'd be ready to go to school or go out of there.
So you didn't miss much school then?
Not the lady.
Uh-oh.
Well, I regret it, but what could you do with it?
How about the Bosworths? Who all did your mother help take care of there?
Well, Thomas Jr., it's okay to him. Thomas was around my age, he passed. Did you go to the film?
No, I didn't.
I didn't. He's around my age. I mean, Tommy might be a year older than I was. Tommy Jr. took care of him because we used to play together. Right on that bank there. Used to be a little bank there. What he said, that the push used to be. Looks funny without the push in there. Miss Grace was bothered. That was Tom bothered. The wife, she had a daughter named, Fanny Bob. She had another name for her. Well, her name was Fanny.
Fanny Bell?
No, she wasn't Fanny Bell. Fanny, someone. I can remember them. But she always remembered my mother. When she left, years and years after that, she left. I don't know where she went to, but I forgot. But she'd always send my mother a present back. Always was nice about that. Always for a year. Well, she sent the present back. Now, that's the only two children I knew what to talk about. They had Tommy and Fanny.
Was your mother a pretty good cook?
Excellent. Cook. She could make some rolls and really melt your mouth. And they taste like cookies or something, but she put a little sugar, I guess, in it, you know, and you could put butter on me. Even like that, man, I went over the hill many days eating biscuits. We had a book bag. We made them. My mother made them in Thomas Show. And she would make me some biscuits. I made a roll and we'd take home. And I'd eat half of them before I got
there. Before you got there. Any significant events in Brownsburg that you remember about at all?
Like what you doing?
I don't think anything much significant ever really happened.
No, not really.
That much, but if somebody asked me that, I couldn't think of anything significant that ever happened.
Well, I think if you were meeting when I was saying that the Brownsburg Day, okay, that'd be about the biggest one I knew, the Brownsburg Day.
When they had the 200th anniversary that time?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was in
1993. Yeah, I think it was because I still got the pen laying in the drawer down there, in the dresser drawer.
Do you remember anything else, just for me, that you remember about my grandfather?
Oh, not really.
Was he playing baseball over in that field?
Yeah, in the field, and I knew he was kind of a big fellow. But nice fellow, like his son. I thought a lot of them. I mean, I've never seen that. Most people that you worked for around was good people to work for. They wasn't, you know, I never had any problem with them, you know.
Anybody else you can think of who lived in Brownsburg? Was the blacksmith shop still
blacksmith
operating
shop.
when you
it
were
was
there?
The blacksmith shop is still open up across from Betty.
Was that Mr. Potter?
Mr. Potter, what was his first name? Oh, I know his first name. Mr. Grover Potter lived around there. I'm talking about around there, but I can't remember this Potter name up here, but I can see him now. He's chewed about. Oh. And do that, and he could make most anything he wanted to make right there in the corner.
Was he pretty good with the horses?
He was good. His shoe horses, I can see him now. He wasn't too tall, man. He'd have the horse shoes on there, you know, put it to his leg, and he was, I don't care how big a horse was, he was good at it. Yeah.
You must have gone up there and watched him sometimes.
I watched him, because during the time, there wasn't too much we could do, you know, as a small child, but to watch, and I guess that's how I learned things, and is by watching other people do things and you can take a lesson from them.
Do you remember, some people have told me about a lady they called Aunt Susan Porter. Do you remember her?
I remember Aunt Susan Porter. I was asking someone about Betty and two or three people up there in the congregation about it. Nobody knows about it, but we used to be a alley, I call the alley, come up there, set, they go to the end of the school, you know, set going up in there, there used to be an alley going down through, used to go all the way down to, down by Mr. Bob, by Mr. Vaughn, used to be an alley there, I don't know where it's still there or not. And Miss Susie Porter, she used to live in a little house there, I can't remember what kind of house it was, but she cooked in the yard. And we used to come to school, that's when we was going to Carapated School, and one of the high school house, and we'd come by there, and she'd be in the yard cooking. I never seen her, I mean, we'd never come by there when she was in the house. She'd always be in that yard, you know, have a farm in the yard. And I've asked several people about Miss Susie Porter and whom I know about. I mean, in the recent years, you know, I know my mother would, I mean, my sister would have known, but she had passed. But no, in this generation here, nobody here knows her.
Do you remember Louise Wiseman? Do you remember John Layton's sister, Marjorie Ann? They said they thought that someone had come and taken her to a mental hospital down in Petersburg.
I don't know. She could have, but I can remember when she was a little woman, dark skinned woman. I can remember as good as it was today, but they laughed at me at church and said, "Oh, you old." I said, "Yeah." But I remember Susie Bell. I don't know why it just dawned on me about her, but I thought.
Well, I think that bothered them a lot that somebody came and took her away and they never really knew what happened to her. Because they used to, I think, go down and visit her, and she would tell them stories. I mean, she'd tell them all kinds of stories, and then
Margaret Hurd, who?
Margaret, Marjorie Ann Weiser.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I know a lot. I think Ms. Hurd, you know, Margaret Hurd. I think she used to go down there too. I knew. I remember them, their family, Richard and Bobby, and all. We used to go up in the schoolhouse and shoot crap with them.
Maybe you better not tell me that.
No, well, it's way a long time ago. Long time ago, and I've changed. But then.
Because that was a big family of boys, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were 5 or 6 of them. Yeah, and they just lived in the house where
Doris and Walter Lunsford
lived. Right. Then they had the place down on down there where Kenny got. He's on that little property. It was long years ago.
Do you remember Mr. Matheny, who used to have a
All right, there we go again. I asked people about that, and nobody knows about Mr. Matheny. I remember Matheny. He had a trailer sitting there at the corner. At the lane where I'm talking about going down, we'd come by there. He had a trailer sitting there. He's fixed shoes right there. Who told you about them?
I think Marjorie Ann Weitzel told me.
I didn't know she was new there. I mean, she ain't that old. I mean, I know she's old now, but
She's 79.
Well, okay, she knew. She would know. I didn't think Marjorie Ann. I guess she is. I think she is, because she's the same age I am then. She wouldn't know. I haven't seen her later for years.
I think she used to go see Dan a lot.
You did? Yeah, she did, but I didn't see that lady for years. But I didn't know the thing. I asked somebody about that, and nobody knew. I can remember that man that trailer.
Did you ever get shoes fixed?
Yeah, sure. That's the only way, you know, you wore a pair of shoes, they walked. You didn't have no 4 or 5 hour shoes. You had a pair to go to school, and you take them on, put them old on, and take him by with the thing, if he gets thin, get him fixed. He would fix him up.
And did he live in the little trailer?
Yeah, he, that's where his home and everything, right there where he lived and everything, right in that, that trailer.
And then there was another, was there another blacksmith shop down there too?
I can't remember no more. That's the only one I remember,
Mr. Potter.
Mr. Potter's up there. That's mm-hmm. the only, it might have been, no, I can't say, but that's the only one I remember, that one across the bed.
How about holidays? Did your family celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas
always,
and Easter?
Always,
and
always holiday. Always had, in the younger days, I'd say in the 30s, something in there, we always celebrate holiday. That's a big time of the year for us because a lot of our family were living in. We had turkey, the whole work, and people would come from Baltimore, which most of my father's people moved to, into Maryland and used to come back here to support their church. But most of them have gone, ceased now.
Do you remember your grandparents?
I can remember my grandparents on my father's side, and the only one of those is my grandmother. But my grandfather on my father's side, I don't remember. And I don't remember my father, my grandfather on my mother's father, our mother.
Where did your grandmother live that you remember? Your father's mother. Did she live here in Brownsville?
Yeah, she lived on Third Road.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you know where that trailer is?
Mm-hmm.
You know where that trailer is?
Mm-hmm.
She used to live right there. It used to be a house right there. She lived truly to be right there where my grandmother used to live. Right. Hicks Brown.
Right.
And Dean uh-huh. Brown. Mr. Lum Brown. Used to be another house on the other side of it. Yeah. Yeah, I right there. But her name was Patience Schultz. We used to go over there. We were very small. We used to go over there and stay with her nights. That's sick.
Did she live by herself?
My uncle lived with her for a while, and he left and went to Merle. And then she stayed by herself.
And then you all would stay with her at night to
stay with her some nights, yeah. See, well, sometimes we'd stay in there because we, she was very strict. We didn't like
it. She was too strict.
Too strict. We leave there, but we stayed. She had on honeybees. Hummingbird. And that, we were scared death. They had a big long bill on. We were scared death on there. We just move on up. Yeah.
How old were you when she died?
I guess I was 14, 13, 14, at an early age. That's way before I left home, man. I left home, man, I was 18, 17.
Back to the holidays, did you have a big Thanksgiving dinner, a big Christmas dinner, usually?
At home?
Mm-hmm.
Very big, yeah, we always had a big. We always had to sing, go around singing Christmas carols here at the church too, but they, you know, they cut that out too. We'd always have a Christmas parade.
Were you in some of those?
Yeah, we had to. We always had Carrie Peters. Always had us doing something.
She was active in the church here too.
Oh yeah, very so, very Christian. She was. That's what's reckoned twice is so sick because she was very. Strict on what she was doing, you know. And I really loved her for going. She learned me a lot as I grew older, you know, and I didn't realize it then, but as I grew older, it was a blessing to have her in the community at that time.
What did you have when you had your big Christmas dinner?
At home.
Mm-hmm. Did you have turkey?
We had turkey, ham. All that stuff. Yeah, we had a big, always local cranberry. all the trimming.
Did you have a Christmas tree?
We always had a Christmas tree. My dad would go out in the woods and he would cut the cedar trees down. The only time we had cedar trees, used cedar trees for Christmas. But they made beautiful trees that you had to keep planting water on them, keep them fog, But now they don't use them no more, but it was pretty the only time because we always kept a good attention on them so they wouldn't cut them.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you can think of to tell me about growing up in Brownsburg?
No, but all I can tell you that I can remember that you don't want to hear about.
Oh, I want to hear about it.
No, I'm just kidding with that. I can remember the preachers. They used to live in that parsonage over there. That man, he's been living over about 50-something years now. Since 52. Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Porterfield's been there since 52?
But it's been a nice ride, journey. But
how were you about the same age as Francis and Ruth Craney? They were a little older.
Francis was grandma's sister's age. The one that passed a few weeks ago, just before Christmas.
Dorothy Bell.
You're right. Francis was. Ruth was a little younger. I guess she was a couple years younger than Francis. But we all grew up around together, in the neighborhood, just like I seen one with two of us. We just like sisters and brothers, really.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, Dan, Ed, Franklin, Alan, Virginia, Mary Allen, Margaret. All of them had passed, but two girls for the Franklin. That's about it.
I went up and got to talk to both of them.
Who, Virginia and mm-hmm. Alan? Mm-hmm. You went to Maryland?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I had a nice visit with them.
Good.
Marjorie Ann Weitzel was telling me that her grandparents, the Dudleys, lived down there too. Were they next to you, the Dudleys? Do you remember them?
I remember Mr. Dudley.
Were they in the house next to where you lived?
No, they were in the house that I was in.
Oh.
That was the house.
So did they move there after you moved away, or?
I can't remember because I remember Mr. Dudley, because he had feet on a big fella. But I can't remember because of I think now I'm not sure. I think the Dudley sold the house to Dad, the mom. I think now I'm not sure. He became the John Layton. That was John Layton's uncle.
Grandfather.
Mm-hmm. Because John Layton wanted to buy the property if he owned after that. Because he said that was his grandfather. But I can't remember where Mr. Dudley was. But I remember Mr. Dudley. I can't remember Mr. Dudley, but I can remember Mr. Dudley. I don't know what she had. She had to pay sometime, but I can't remember her, but I remember Mr. Dudley.
And then when you moved around on Dry Hollow, mm-hmm. did they buy that place, or did you
rent
the place?
We was over there before we hit, or down there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dad and Mom was getting older, what they were saying. They said, let's move close to Brownsburg because we can't walk there because we didn't have cars and things like that then. Let's move closer to Brownsburg so we can go to the store,
Oh, so you, okay, I'm mixed up then. So you actually were born out there in Dry Hollow and then moved here a little later.
Right.
Okay, I had it backwards in my head.
Right. Maybe I might have told you. I don't know.
Did you get a car at some point? Did your family get a car?
Excuse me. Yes, my dad had one, a Chevrolet.
Do you remember when he got it?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember. I don't think I know the Chevrolet. And I knew he got it from Mr. Fullwater with Ray Fief, and then Fullwater selling cars during the time. And right there where the...
Where the fire station
was. Fire station there, right, right. The fire station, right. He bought his first car there. Well, he had a Model T before that, too. But I can't quite remember where about that.
And did he use it to drive to work?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did your family, well, you went to Lexington to high school. Did you ever go to Lexington or Stanton to shop, or did most, you could buy most everything you needed right here in Brownsburg?
No, we went to, like I said, at Christmas time, we'd go to most of Stanton. Sometimes we'd go most of to stand at Christmas shopping, like, you know, toys for the children, for us, mm-hmm. whatever. Sometimes we go to Lexington too, for the bad things, but most of the time, Mom and Dad would take us to go to stand.
Did you have electricity in the house?
In the later years, we did.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when electricity came?
Not really. I guess electricity was somewhere in the neighborhood, but we didn't have it. We had lamps we could back then. But
Where did you have to get your water from?
We had two places though. We were around the Dry Spring Road, the way we call it. We had a cistern. And we kept the rainwater. And every so often it would go dry, and my dad would clean it out. And which was our job to happen, but we did. And during the time, Mr. Lewis, who was Tricia, I don't know where we owned the property, whatever it was, but it was a spring right down below it. That's where we kept our milk and, you know, cool and all that stuff in the bottom. But anyhow, the spring there, we got water from there when the system was dry.
Did you have your own milk cows?
We had one milk cow, one horse. That supplied us with what we needed. Because, you know, we had plenty of milk.
And whose job was it to milk the cow?
Well, it was.
We were talking about
who milked the cow. Well, I had to laugh at that because that's so long. I guess your dad or whoever did it, that's so long, the cow would go dry if you don't milk and continue, you know, regular milking. So we had time, me and my sister would be milking. And we didn't have time, we didn't milk. It go dry. But that was our responsibility.
So then what did you do for milk when the cow went dry?
We got beaten the whole time. And I don't remember that, but I remember that the Jews had it like a scene. We were very young, and, you know, lifetime story. We never done it again, you know, because it was, I guess I was, I was there, but we didn't, you know, when you grow up, you didn't know. I mean, you didn't realize it. But
were your parents pretty strict?
I could get away with things that Mom let me know, but Dad was very strict. He was very strict. He meant what he meant, which he was a I had a good mother and a father.
And did you have a lot of regular chores that you were supposed to do?
Yes. We, the four of us, we all had chores. My brother, he had to cut the wood, and I had to carry it in. That was my job, his job to do. My sister was to cook the food, and my other sister, Margaret, was to wash it decently. If the whole thing wasn't done when my mother and father get home, we had to do them in the dark or whatever.
What time did your mother get home from the Bosworths?
Well, sometime it would be 6, and it all depends, because we had the parties of entertaining that she had said later, and with somebody would go over to meet her. We'd go over the hill there, and somebody would meet her, come, you know, pick her up.
Did the Bosworths have a lot of parties?
Well, you know, entertaining, I guess, would say now, and say parties, entertaining, that when you have a guest taking in boarders,
they had
different things for, you know, not no wild parties, but different associate things, mm-hmm. for the teachers and whatever.
So she would cook dinner at the Bosworths for the boarders, and then she would come home, and your sister would have cooked the dinner at home.
Well, that's some occasion, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, a whole lot of time, my mom, you know, give her a break or whatever, you know, and as mom would do, then let me cook, you know, all day. She would cook at a certain occasion. My mother would.
Well, I think I've gotten through most of my questions. Anything else you can...
No, I can think of.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time.
I hope you didn't freeze yourself.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm sure appreciate your time.
Well, anytime I'm going to do it.